Welcome to Components of a Good Website Design by Women in E-Commerce. In our first audio, we discussed the overall steps to creating your website. Now we will take it a step further and talk about the design. You have an idea of who your intended audience is and what they are looking for. Now you need to create a professional, quality website to include the look and feel of the site, navigation, graphics, and images, and written content. To create good content, you will need to know what your audience is looking for. These become the keywords you will use within the content. The content includes your homepage, your landing pages, articles if you have them, your product offerings, and more. Your site needs to have the legalese, such as a privacy policy, and depending on what is being sold, maybe disclaimers, a code of conduct, or ethics page. And if you sell a product or service that has its own codes and rules, they should likely also be available online for your visitors to peruse. You also need to know how to optimize the site images for the search engines. This simply means to tag the images so they can be found by search engines. When you tag them, you are giving them a name that will be able to be found. Since the search engines cannot see the pictures, tagging them with a description makes it easier for them to crawl the page and give it a rank. I recommend you use keywords in your tags. Write keyword-rich ad copy for each element of the site's pages designated in the design process. Include a title, description, keywords, and links for all the pages as well. You also need to create the copy or content for keyword density. That means the proper balance of keywords within your content. Again, you can visit our free resources page for keyword density tools. Be sure to check out Google's keyword density suggestion tool. Since Google is number one search engine, you will want to comply with their rules so you can get found, indexed, and increase your chances of getting higher placement on the pages so people don't have to search too long to find you. Think of keywords like a map. If the map had missing streets, it would be more difficult, if not impossible, to find the destination. Get good at gathering competitive intelligence. Visit sites that have similar offerings and similar target markets. Take lots of notes. See what's working for them. Highlight what you like and don't like about the site. You don't have to totally reinvent the wheel. There are companies out there who are perfect examples of best practices. Get to know who they are. Once you do, you will begin to see how your site will be different and how you can build a site that will be search engine friendly and your target audience will love. When you follow these guidelines, you will be on your way to producing optimum search engine results faster and more effectively. By the way, even if you don't design the site yourself, you will still be asked by your web designer to supply you with the answers to these and other questions. Remember that someone may be able to build it for you, but not without a plan. I also strongly recommend that if you do have someone build your site for you, that you have the capability to update the information when you need to. There is nothing more frustrating than having a site with old information on it and you have to wait until your webmaster has time to get to it. That is the main reason we redesigned Women in E-Commerce. It took way too long to get minor updates done. Being able to access an admin panel will give you and your company some control over when and how you update information. I love Joomla because it has a built-in admin panel. So does WordPress. Once your site has launched, your next task will be managing and promoting your website. That includes finding, creating, and adding more content, building inbound links, where to advertise, and more. In our next audio, we will talk about how to find, create, and add more content to your website. When you join Women in E-Commerce, you receive links to these and additional audio tutorials along with the written transcripts to them. You also receive dozens of interviews with experts in all genres and types of businesses. Women in E-Commerce is a membership-based organization that provides educational information, networking opportunities, and global recognition for its members. Basic membership is free. When you join, you receive a whole host of resources to help you do more business on the web, including transcripts to these audio programs, free tutorials, ebooks, special reports, and tools to make your experience richer, easier, and more rewarding. For more information, visit wecai.org today. That's WECAI.org.